Welcome to the Affirmations for Traders podcast, a special space created especially for you to listen to affirmations that make a positive impact to support you in your trading journey. I'm Tessa, your host. Like many of you, as a trader, I understand the struggles of this journey very intimately. I believe that by adding the power of affirmations to your toolbox, it can be the game changer that you're looking for to help you improve your trading potential and to develop yourself into a better trader. You're listening to episode 5 of the Affirmations for Traders podcast. Before we get into the main part of the episode, I just have a quick announcement to make. The Affirmations for Traders podcast website is up and running. The URL is affirmationsfortraders.com. So please stop by and drop me a message. I'd really love to hear from you. You can just let me know where you're listening from or how long you've been trading, the type of trading you do, where you are in your journey, what were your favorite affirmations, or any comments or suggestions that you'd like to share. I really appreciate that. Also, if you want to be kept in the loop of what's in the works for the podcast and site, please get on my list. Just fill out the form at the bottom of the website and you will be kept in the loop. Thanks so much for doing that because I really look forward to hearing from you. Now, back to our program. As the last episode of the month, I would like to include just a few thoughts. The guided affirmations that we went through so far have been themes on mindset and believing in oneself. Some of my listeners may be wondering, why is it that not all of the affirmations speak directly to trading? But actually, all of the affirmations so far impact and help shape our practice into becoming a better trader, whether it directly mentions aspects of trading or not. Sometimes when we're trading, we think we are different than who we are when we're not trading. But trading reflects and reveals aspects of ourselves, how we think, how we approach and handle things, even our attitudes and outlook on life. So when we apply the affirmations from a holistic perspective, it's a more deeper and longer lasting transformation than if we were to only apply affirmations that address trading related issues. I chose to focus on mindset and belief at the beginning of the year because those are very important aspects of developing into a better trader that takes time to grow and develop. So these themes will continue to sprinkle throughout future episodes to make sure it's an integral part of our practice. So with that, let's now get into our affirmations for the week. Before we start, let's prepare ourselves. Take a moment and close your eyes. Give yourself permission to be open to the affirmations you're about to hear, and feel free to repeat along with me. Let's begin. I take complete ownership and responsibility for where I am in my trading journey without judgment. I take complete ownership and responsibility for where I am in my trading journey without judgment. I give myself space and grace to make mistakes so that I can learn and grow from it. I give myself space and grace to make mistakes so that I can learn and grow from it. I'm in the company of many others on similar journeys. I don't have to feel alone or lonely in my journey. I'm in the company of many others on similar journeys. I don't have to feel alone or lonely in my journey. I feel the positive energy of support and encouragement from others on similar journeys as mine. I feel the positive energy of support and encouragement from others on similar journeys as mine. Having routines free up space in my mind to focus on other critical areas of trading. Having routines free up space in my mind to focus on other critical areas of trading. I can confidently face the up and down moments of trading because risk management is incorporated in my process. I can confidently face the up and down moments of trading because risk management is incorporated in my process. I embrace the feelings and emotions that I experience in my journey because it's part of being human. I embrace the feelings and emotions that I experience in my journey because it's part of being human. But I'm aware and carefully monitor my feelings and emotions when I'm trading and making decisions on trades. But I'm aware and carefully monitor my feelings and emotions when I'm trading and making decisions on trades. Shaping, building, and strengthening my mindset help to keep my emotions in check and under control when I need it most. Shaping, building, and strengthening my mindset help to keep my emotions in check and under control when I need it most. I consistently show up day in and day out to do the things that need to get done, no matter how small, to help move me forward. I consistently show up day in and day out to do the things that need to get done, no matter how small, to help move me forward. During the week, reflect on these affirmations and repeat them with deep intention. Feel free to add any of your own to this week's affirmations. You are listening to Affirmations for Traders. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to doing this again with you next week. Take care.